Support for KNKX Studio Sessions come from Portage Bay Cafe, with reservations now available online for all four Seattle locations. Offering local, sustainable, and organic foods grown in the Northwest, Portage Bay Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and lunch delivery. Online at portagebaycafe.com.
Very excited to be here with Bria again. I got to be here with Bria last time she performed. She plays trumpet and sings, and she has an incredible group here and is performing tonight at the Triple Door. If you want to catch your show, just know that going into it. But I always love to start these live studio sessions with the music. Does that work for you?
Sounds great.
All right, let's hit it.
More than I can tell you, so I cannot tell you now. There are too many ways to say it, so I cannot say it now. Up on a mountain I would yell it out for all to hear. I'd fly a rocket ship and sing it in the atmosphere. Free falling back to earth, I'd paint it all across the sky. I've never been so sure before, but now my heart is beating, oh, so loudly that I likely wouldn't know. If you told me that you loved me, so my love, it's time to go. Thank you. on a mountain, I would yell it out for all to hear. I'd fly a rocket ship and sing it in the atmosphere. Free falling back to earth, I'd paint it all across the sky. I've never been so sure before, but now my heart is beating, oh, so loudly that I likely wouldn't know. If you told me that you'd loved me so, my love, it's time to go.
Oh, great. This is a live studio session here at KNKX 88.5. And we have with us today Bria Skonberg with a great group. This is Matisse Picard at piano. And on bass, it's Devin Starks. On drums, Darian Douglas. And I'm Paige Hansen, your host here. I'm going to hand Bria her little cup of tea. And I was going to ask some questions of the group before they go to the next song. That was a neat sounding song. I've never heard it before. What was that?
Why, thank you. That's actually an original song. It's one of mine called Time to Go. So it felt like we've been kind of traveling a lot. We've been on a tour right now. It's go, 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 go. So, you know, we've been sitting in the van for a few hours. We're ready to get out the gate and play.
I loved it. Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that. I'm late for a very important day. You know, that little
fair enough. But now we're here and we're relaxed. It's
yes,
good.
Yes, we can relax. I wanted to ask some questions. I was talking to you last time you came through, and I was like, we'd like to get to know the musicians and what you guys are up to. But one thing I thought would be interesting to know is when you knew, and I'll start with Matisse here, when you knew music would play a special role in your life, maybe a story or an anecdote to share.
Story and anecdote about the piano in my life. It's kind of always been part of my life. I started playing the piano for fun, improvising melodies when I was 3. And a funny anecdote is that I have an older brother and sister, and they were taking piano lessons, and my older brother, who's now a drummer, it wasn't really working out for him. So because I had already enjoyed improvising on the piano, I was next in line to take these Suzuki piano lessons. And I don't know, from the very beginning, I just knew that music was something that I wanted to do, to express myself with.
Excellent, excellent. You want to go ahead next, Bria?
Sure. Well, music has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember as well. I have an older brother, an older sister, and my parents were really good at saying, one sport, one music, everybody pick an instrument. And my older brother played fiddle. Not classical violin, but good old country fiddle. and we would travel around to these old-time fiddle competitions where he would compete, and my sister, my family, and I, we would just hang out and we would dance all the time. We would have like a waltz, a jig, and a reel, good old Irish Celtic Canadian folk music in a way. So I grew up on a lot of that, and for a little while, actually, before I played the trumpet, I tried to play fiddle because my brother was getting so much attention, and as sibling rivalry goes, I wanted that attention. And even as much as I go on with the trumpet, I know my grandpa always loved the fiddle best. But so do I. So that's always been, music has always been a cool coming together, a celebration, a fun time for me. And a lot of that stems from good old fiddle music.
Yeah. That's great. With bassist Devin Starks, when did you know music would play a role in your life? And what story can you tell us? Here you go.
So I guess for me, it wasn't really so much of one event as just the way my life happened. From a really young age, one day my dad brought home a keyboard, and he didn't really tell me to play it or anything. He likes to pick up stuff from the thrift store. So this day he brought a keyboard home, and then I started just going to the room and playing it, and nobody really said anything to me. And I learned some songs off of the keyboard, like The Entertainer or like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. The keyboard taught me these songs, and they're like, oh, I guess he likes doing this. And that's just kind of where I spent a lot of my time. And then eventually I started playing bass. And it's just where I find myself. It was never like a decision like, okay, now I'm going to be a musician. It's kind of, I just am a musician, I guess.
Aw, I found you. So great. And our drummer today is Darian Douglas. Hi, Darian.
How you doing? So for me, my dad was a musician at the time. And he would always have rehearsals at my grandmother's house, and so we were there, and I think I was little. Anyway, the drums seemed huge, and that was the first time I saw a drum set, and I was like, I'm gonna do that. And so, yeah, when I got the opportunity at school, I did it eventually. I had to beg my parents, but, you know, eventually they let me play the drums. So, yeah, that's how it happened.
And you've been carrying equipment ever since, right?
Thank you.
All right. Well, what's next for the group? This is a live studio session at 88.5 KNKX, and we have with us trumpeter and singer and songwriter Bria Skomberg. What's next?
Well, so we're working on some new music these days. We'll be going in the recording studio in a couple weeks, and I want to share a relatively new idea with you guys. It's a mashup. One of the songs is from the 1920s. One of the songs is from the 1960s. Both relevant. One was created during the Great Migration, Harlem Renaissance, and the other one's from the Civil Rights era. So we're going to put those together, and you can figure out what is what. Thank you.
That was fun.
Thank you.
Okay, so I know the one song, Blackbird, but I'm a little perplexed as to the one from the 20s. What was that one?
Anybody else in our studio audience?
Yes.
Black and Tan Fantasy by Duke Ellington.
All right, yeah. All right. You win one of our...
you
one
get
of
a
our,
1,000 points.
Yes.
Towards what, we don't know, but so far
yes,
you're winning.
You do.
That's good.
There you go.
Yes, talk over your head, George Costanza.
It's one of our studio audience today here at KNKX. It's a studio session with Bria Skonberg on trumpet and vocals and a great group. They're playing at the Triple Door tonight, so they came by to give us a little preview, which we really appreciate. I'm your host, Paige Hansen. I wanted to go around and ask what your current influences are, and we'll start with pianist Matisse. What's inspiring you these days?
I love playing a lot of piano solo, so I spent a lot of time checking out stride and older classical music. So right now, it might seem cliche, but I'm spending a lot of time with Bach and Willie the Lion Smith and James P. Johnson, and for a more modern pianist, I really like Marcus Roberts and everything he's doing. And I'm also really influenced by electronic music. So there's this brilliant producer named Larry Heard, who I just like the way they compose and create atmospheres with different way of thinking that you would in a regular jazz band. And it just helps me think of different ways of using my instrument. So those are the kind of sounds that I'm into these days.
Bria, what's influencing you and inspiring you these days?
Man, so much. You know, I think music like is like food. You just got to try it all the time. And unless you get an allergic reaction, you know, try it again. right now, let's see. So if you can tell, I've been really digging into the blues, you know, as basic as that is. And as I go on in my, you know, my career and developing my jazz language, just I really find that what binds us all together is the blues, you know, the human experience. So I've been, you know, digging in everything from Bessie Smith to Tom Waits. I've been really enjoying him as a songwriter, writing some lyrics and such. On the trumpet side, I can live inside Perez Prado's band forever. Just straight up brass and percussion makes me very happy. And more on the jazz side of things, you know, I'm always fascinated with partnerships between horn players and vocalists. There were a few horn playing vocalists, you know, Chet Baker, Vlada Snow, Louis, etc., Louis Armstrong, my king. But I've been sinking into, you know, the Clifford Brown and Sarah Vaughan repertoire. So it's interesting to me to kind of see how they played off each other and how I might interpret both of those artists. Those are just a few of the things I'm listening to right now.
It's so fun for us to get inside your brains. I think it's just nice to hear it. A bassist, Devin Starks, nice solo, by the way. What are you into these days?
Well, I listen to a whole lot of stuff, but I always find myself listening to 80s music in the past couple of months. So a lot of Chaka Khan, a lot of Prince, a lot of Zapp and Roger. Just like, yeah, 80s jams.
I'm reading Prince's biography right now, or a biography. Dig, if you will, this picture. It's very good. And drummer Darian Douglas, what are you into?
Yeah, I'm kind of schizophrenic when it comes to music. I listen to a lot of music, but I guess lately I've just been checking a lot of my peers out, like Henry Conaway and Breonna Thomas, Corcoran Holt, just like a lot of different people who I'm friends with, but they're also putting music out. And so, yeah, like Matisse is going to working on a record, so I'm waiting for it and I'll listen to that, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's so great. You guys influence each other. What a lovely thing. Well, I'll let you get ready for your final song here. This is Bria Skonberg and her great group, and they are performing at the Triple Door tonight. You're tuned to 88.5 KNKX. This is live, so anything can happen. It's a live studio session.
I'll preface this again. This is another pretty new tune. As mentioned, we're recording next month, and actually just started a Pledge Music campaign to let people know more about that and how they can be part of it. So if you go to, if you Google Bria Trumpet, you'll find me online. It's easier than spelling my last name. Bria Trumpet, just find that. And you can find out more about our upcoming music. But of course, you should definitely come to the Triple Door tonight. It's one of the coolest venues, if not the coolest venue in Seattle. I'm super excited that we can all be there tonight. This is called Villain Vanguard. Nothing against the club. Thank you.
Called Villain Vanguard, is that correct? Did you guys come up with that, or you did that?
Yeah.
So what's the inspiration, Bria? I have to know. or can you say?
Let's say it's topical.
Yeah.
the front lines right now.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So take what's bothering you and write a song.
Yeah. No, I've just been thinking a lot about, you know, the age of protests, you know, that we live in, and then being kind of parts of these, seeing these marches, seeing what people are doing, seeing how people are sharing their voices, and, you know, between being there in person and watching in print, it's just that's the soundtrack I feel to that.
Yeah.
That
I felt the
that
angst.
Motion. Yeah.
I felt the, you know, the tension and the angst in that. I mean, it was great.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a ride, but we ultimately we must persist.
Yeah. Right? Well, before I let you guys go, I did want you to mention projects, or obviously you're at the Triple Door tonight. You can see this fabulous group, because that was quite cool. I think one of the most exciting live things I've seen in the studio.
Thank you.
But Matisse here on piano, what you've got a CD coming out, is that right?
I'm working on finally releasing what would be maybe a debut album of all the things I've learned from now on the piano, so that'll be recorded in November, so I can finally share it with people of what's in my brain and what I want to share with the world, and then take it from there. At least people know who I am and what's going on, and there are more exciting things, but one step at a time for this solo record. That'll be a large record, a live record of compositions, classical, jazz, and Striad compositions too.
Yeah. Hey, that's Matisse on piano. And then Bria, what's next for you, projects?
Well, I'm really glad you get a chance to that you're interviewing all of us up here. You know, these guys are incredible. They're wonderful people, players, you know, and they're my best friends. Right now we spend a lot of time together. And, you know, the project that's coming up next is important to me because it's this group that's recording it. I've put out some albums in the last couple of years that have been fantastic and well received. But really having a chance to let the music marinate like this, you know, and be able to create something, doing a lot of original stuff again, music that's kind of original or still frustratingly topical and whatnot. It's just it's really cool to get to do that. So again, pledgemusic.com. I've got a project there, and I'll link to it from my website. Thank you for listening.
Oh, so cool. Okay, and back to the bassist here again, Devin Starks.
Yeah, so I have a lot of exciting stuff coming up. I'm part of a couple different bands. I have some stuff coming up with an artist named Lorraine and with an artist named Brianna Thomas, who Darian mentioned earlier, and Charles Tolliver, and just a bunch of different bands that I play in. So yeah, all extremely exciting.
All right, and then back to the drummer again, the Darian Douglas.
So a few years ago, I started a nonprofit, and if you guys, basically we teach musicians, like young musicians, how to monetize their skill sets. And so if you would like to support that, you can check it out at secondlinearts.org.
Spelled out? Yes. Spelled out second line? Okay, thanks so much. Well, we're going to get ready to pass it back to the studio. We have a little more midday jazz with Mary, but I want to mention, again, this has been a studio session at 88.5 KNKX with Bria Skonberg on trumpet and vocals, on piano Matisse Picard, on bass Devin Starks, and on drums Darian Douglas. Bria is performing tonight with his group at the Triple Door. Thank you to our studio sponsor, the Shack Art Center, and thank you our sound engineer, John Kessler, and Parker Blom on video, and we thank the KNKX Leadership Circle. We had Dave here who got the question right today. It is your support that helps make KNKX's exclusive studio sessions possible. I'm Paige Hansen. Thanks so much for being here. Let's give them all a hand again.